You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Yesterday, and although we can see what her name is, she's asked us to call her Amber. She says, call me Amber.
Oh, okay.
So she doesn't want to be identified.
All right.
And this is really short and sweet. She says, I hate to stick my nose in someone's business. First of all, let's jump in here.
But here you are anyway going to do it. But I might as well. I've already started writing the message.
And I should point out to the, quote, Amber, end quote, that our show often revolves around people sticking their noses into other people's business.
Yeah, stick your nose wherever you want and then tell us about it.
We encourage it.
Please.
So, anyway, back to our note. I hate to stick my nose in someone's business, but I'm wondering if you could give your opinion. Let me jump in again. Who does she think she's talking to?
Yeah, right.
Could we give an opinion? Are you kidding?
Hells to the yes, we can. And it's Friday, and we're feeling saucy, so watch out.
Does the sunrise opinions are gonna in be, the east?
The opinions are going to be pouring out.
I hate to stick my nose in someone's business, but I'm wondering if you could give your opinion on a woman who is in her 40s dating a man in his early 20s.
40s, 20s. Okay.
And then she says, I'd prefer to not give any more details at this time.
Okay. Well, we'll just take that and run with it.
Thank you. And then she says, please call me Amber.
So she's the woman's in the 40s, the dude's in the 20s.
You know, that stands the whole stereotype on its head, right? The old, what they used to call the May-December relationship, where generally with the stereotype, it was an older man and a younger woman. So this is flipping that around.
Yeah.
And from what I understand, this is happening, and it's just anecdotal evidence, but it's happening more often this way than it used to.
This is like the hot thing right now. There's been numerous stories about this. We've talked about it in trending reports and everything. I know the May-December definitely worked for, like, you know, either or. You could have an older guy with a younger woman, the older woman with a younger guy. If you want to use modern lingo, it's Cougars and Cubs is essentially what this big craze is right now. There's a TV shows about this. MILF Manor, I believe, is one of them, where the older women get together.
MILF Manor.
And they try to land these younger guys.
I've heard about that.
And listen, I got a couple guys in my life that are in their late 20s, and they are being courted and actively pursued by women in their mid-40s. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to say the guys are loving it. They're completely fine with it. So, I mean, what's the big deal? Who cares? Do it. You have a problem with this?
Oh, zero.
Okay.
Zero problems with this. I have dated older women in the past, and I will say it was delightful. I couldn't do that anymore.
Great conversation.
Because now I'm the old guy. But I mean, when I was younger, when I was in my 30s, I did go out with women who were
how was it great?
Several years older than me.
How would you explain that it was so great?
Much more self-confident, I guess you could say. The conversation was terrific. And, I mean, do you really want me to go down the other path?
I don't, because I don't want to get grossed out.
All right.
Because I'm just going to think of your naked, hairy body on somebody.
There's just, you know, there's more experience involved.
Well, absolutely. Yeah,
and fewer games.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, it's just, I enjoyed it.
I want to hear from the female point of view as to why the younger guys are so great. One of which that I've heard a few times, and I was reading some articles about it this morning, is that younger men have less physical and emotional baggage. They just don't have years and years of crap that you've got to put up with.
I guess that would apply both directions.
It would, but I guess this is what one of the big appealing things is to the younger guys. And if the physical, I mean, the less physical baggage, you don't have a guy with aches and pains and, you know, certain body parts have to work. And yes, obviously those parts go to hell when you get older.
You know, I found, Jeremy, cutting out sugar from your diet eliminates a lot of the aches and pains.
Oh, okay. It's an inflammation issue.
Listen to this note we just got from Madison. She says, sounds to me like maybe Amber's ex-boyfriend has found love with an older woman and Amber is bitter. Well, that's funny that you could take that one note from her, Madison, and you know, extract from that what may have happened.
Say it again. Say the note again.
But it makes sense, too.
Say the note again.
She says, because, you know, Amber says, I'm wondering if you could give your opinion on a woman who's in her 40s dating a man in his early 20s. I'd prefer not to give any more details. And Madison says, sounds to me like maybe Amber's ex-boyfriend has found love with an older woman and Amber is bitter.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. Yeah.
So,
could be.
Because when I first read the note, I was thinking it was Amber wanting to comment on a friend of hers or maybe a sister or something like that. But Madison is suggesting that Amber's connection to this is with the younger guy, and she's a little PO'd that this younger guy has, like, dropped her and is dating someone 20 years older.
Gotcha. Well, why not? Doesn't sound far-fetched to me.
I loved that.
Could be spot on. I don't know.
Here comes Robin. That's a Robin she. She says, it's been the other way around for so long. It's about time women started robbing the cradle. Get whatever you can, girlfriend.
Yeah, and the stories that are from my friends, it's like they are on TikTok, Instagram, all that, and they will just get direct messages, DMs, from the older women saying, you look hot. I want to meet you. Let's just do this. There's just no bones about it. It's just like, here I am. Let's date. Let's do something. Let's hook up.
Yeah. Okay, so here's a text we just got from Jay, and that's a she, Jay. She says, the libidos match when the women are older and the men are young.
Yeah,
I'm not going to disagree with that.
Yeah.
I'm not going to disagree with that. In fact, I just flat out will agree with that. The libidos probably do match up better.
Absolutely. 100%.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so. There's Nancy just saying, you go, girl. Yeah, I mean, there's going to be...
This other article that I was reading had a note, too, about the younger man may bring a fresh perspective and new experiences. It says women who are older get a bit set in their ways and routines. Not up on the latest social trends, but dating
like
a younger
man
can change a lot of this. Yeah, so now you
are
going...
Yeah, it's the same with older men. They get set in their ways, and maybe somebody kind of, jolts them out of their... comfy set ways.
This story goes on to say that, that now you're experiencing concerts and artists that you'd never heard of. You're going to the clubs in this story, it says.
Well,
yeah,
I guess
you
don't want to do that. But Melissa says, I think Amber is the older woman in the situation, and she's trying to get validation that it's okay for her to date this young man. If that is true, if it's Amber writing to her boys... I can't speak for Jeremy. I'm saying you're totally validated.
Do it.
Date whoever you... Look.
Yes. If you have needs, get your needs met.
We've mentioned enough on this show that finding the right person is so challenging for so many people. So why would you eliminate every possibility? Just go out with them. If it works, great. If it doesn't, so what?
Screw other people's opinions. If it's working for you, you feel good. It's making you feel confident. Freaking do it.
Yeah.
And these guys I know that they're getting these DMs, they love it too. They're like, this is awesome.
Dina says, 20 years ago, I dated a man who was 23 and I was 39. We dated for 4 years. It was the easiest relationship I've ever had. We never had a crossword. See?
Yeah. Get you some.
Amy, I'm totally on board with the Cougar Cub. After 22 years of marriage that ended, I was 47 and then started dating a 25-year-old. Absolutely recommend it. There you go.
Done and done,
so
Amy.
So far, we haven't heard from anyone who's like, ooh, no,
hey, this
ew.
Is gross. Why are they doing that? I'm so offended.
If you feel like, ooh, no, we need to hear from you. Karen, what do you think about Amber's question?
Morning. I think that if... Amber is in a situation where she is with a younger man, go for it. But as a mom, I'm not for it. However, as a divorced 47-year-old woman who is in the dating scene, I mean, why not?
Are you trying to land a younger man right now?
No.
Oh, so this isn't for you.
Have you been with a much younger man?
I'm 47, and the lowest I go on my Tinder is 35.
Why aren't you going any lower?
Because I'm a mom of a late teen, and I think that's a little bit on the weird side.
That's a late teen. You could still be with a 28-year-old, 27-year-old.
They're not going to have to raise them.
Have
for
you heard about all the benefits we've just been talking about for the past 10 minutes?
I don't know. I mean, are these young men looking for a mom figure in their life? Because that's not what I'm looking for.
Maybe they are.
And as a 47-year-old divorcee who has been in a relationship with someone who doesn't want to have sex and be fun anymore, a younger man certainly is more into that.
Okay. Thank you for the call, by the way.
The 27-year-old wants to have fun, wants to have sex.
Yeah, the woman who wrote to us and says the libidos would match up.
They would.
So I don't know why you, like, why even put a cutoff date on there? Like, what if she says 35? What if somebody was 33 and, like, rocked her world in so many different ways? Liked just all the same hobbies she does. Likes to go do the thing she likes to do. And
it's
a wild
factor.
Cat,
it just could be an icky factor to her. Everyone's got an icky factor. You know, like, I can't date a smoker. It's icky. No.
We laughed many times on the show about that whole rule for dudes, and I don't know if it would apply to women or not, but the cutoff was supposedly half your age plus, what was it, half your age plus
seven.
Eight? Seven. Half your age plus seven. So for you, you're 44.
Four. Double four.
So you could do 29.
Sure I could.
Oh, I wouldn't even go that far.
Hey, Patricia, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
So what do you think about this? What do you think about Amber's question?
Yeah, not okay. I'm 45, divorced, dating man who's only a year older than me. And I wouldn't go 5 years plus or minus in either direction from my age. I have a daughter in her 20s. So to date somebody in their 20s would be gross to me.
You're with somebody with...
It's interesting to me that people are restricting their romantic possibilities because of their grown-ass children. I don't.
Do you feel like
that.
You're dating like one of their friends, or
yeah,
but it's not
absolutely.
One of,
but you're
one
not.
Friends.
You're not though.
Nor would I
you're
want
not.
To see my daughter date somebody in their 20s or in their 40s.
But what if she was happy and they were madly in love with each other and they connected on multiple levels? You'd be like, cut it off.
The biggest factor, I think, is that you're at different stages in your life when there's that big of an age gap.
Well, yes, but that's the fun part.
It exposes you to new things,
you get,
Patricia,
new things,
so you don't stay in a rut.
You get rock hard abs on your boyfriend.
Notice, though, all the messages you guys received that you were reading off earlier... all were relationships that are past tense. They're all done. So I feel like if you're looking for something short term, you don't expect it to last.
Here's the thing I have noticed.
Fine, go for it.
Because I mentioned a couple of my buddies in their late 20s, and the women reaching out to them, yes, we've had that conversation. Like, there's probably no future here. You just guys are getting together just to kind of have
dating.
Fun. You're going to concerts. You are getting freaky deaky. But beyond that, there's probably nothing.
And, I mean, didn't you start by saying you were divorced?
I am.
All right, well, so your relationship is past tense also. And then you're seeing somebody else now, but I mean, 2 years from now, you might not be seeing them. I mean, we all have past relationships.
Are you just denying yourself just a little bit of fun? I mean, there's no reason you can't just go out and have a little fun, too.
Not at all. You're stating that people in their 40s can't have fun.
No, but just fun with somebody younger,
you know? I
don't
think we've said that.
I'm in my 40s. I have a lot of fun.
I don't think I have fun with somebody my own age, though.
I don't think I could date you, Patricia.
Uh-oh.
That's fine. I'm taken.
Good for you. Cheers to you for calling. You have a great weekend, okay?
You too.
Bye, Patricia.
All right, bye now. Yeah, that's funny. Well.
Well, you know what? Whatever. You're going to have people on both sides of this, but I think it'd be fun to go a little younger. And
You know, Amber asked the question, and listeners are kind of like, once again, we need to do the same disclaimer that if you're sending us a text message, we generally try to write back to all of them, but sometimes it blows up. So you may not hear back from us, but that doesn't mean we don't love you and we appreciate you sending in your thoughts on this.
And I'm old and in my 40s. It takes me a long time to type all these replies. So,
I would say 75 to 80% of these that I've just glanced at.
Yeah.
Are all in the camp of go for it.
Go
crazy.
Have fun. It's a great confidence booster for you.
It's just, you know, look, this is just me, and I don't speak for that many people probably, but I'll never understand people who put such severe restrictions on who they could connect with. Because you could come across somebody who's 15 years apart with you in age, and you connect better with them on multiple levels, but you'll never know because you've created this artificial requirement that they must be this height or this age or this eye color or they must have this job. I'll never get that. Sometimes, but it's a lot of people. Out. It's a lot of people
it
who
is,
put
man.
Major restrictions on who they can go out with. I don't know. Be open-minded, maybe. Don't you think? Just be open-minded.
Your wife
about
is as old as your son, so.
Close, yeah.
Pretty darn close,
but
and it's working.
But I've never connected better with anyone,
yeah.
Probably.
Your son probably connects, too. They could talk about graduating in the 90s. And
yeah, we laugh about that, man. But, you know, the thing
is,
why would you put a restriction on it?
Why
I mean,
put
I
a restriction?
I could have said, oh, my God, she's too young for me. And yeah. It's like, pfft, would have been stupid.
It would have been.
God.
All right.
Well, anyway. You know, the notes have been just fascinating. Thank you to all the calls and all these text messages. You guys are terrific.